Welcome back in, everybody, here on GRHS iRadio as we get ready for the second half. With Longhorns trailing the A-Leaf Hastings Fighting Bears 21-14 on a play that we can, I think, agree, Tom, was kind of a disaster for the Horns at the very end of the first half.
Oh, it sure was. The Longhorns had a lot to talk about going into the locker room, even at 14-14. And then with just a few ticks left on the clock, Longhorns snapped the ball. It was a pass play. Hagen Leinberger rolled to his right, and instead of just throwing it away, he tried to advance the football, fumbled it, and the Bears picked it up, went into the end zone. Now it's 21-14, so they had a whole lot more to talk about in the locker room, and we'll have to see what the physical effect is, but not the the mental effect of giving up that late second touchdown.
Yeah, obviously you're worried about falling behind by the 7 points, but there's that sort of hangover effect, and you hope that it doesn't affect the mentality of your team coming out here in the second half. Grisby tees it up for the Horns. Low line drive kick will bounce into and out of the end zone. Nice kick there by Grisby. So that will give the Bears the ball at the 25-yard line. They'll start there. And I think, Tom, it's incumbent upon the Longhorn defense to try and get a stop here, ideally a three and out, get the ball immediately back to their offense, because if they give up a long ball control scoring drive here, it's going to be tough to come back from that.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, we're talking about the mental part of this game in particular, just the mental part of football. Longhorns need to shut it down and then get the ball and move it.
And there's an offsides on the Horns, and they will take a free shot. First down catch made, gain of 11. So they'll go ahead and take the play, but that's, I think, what, the third time, Tom, that the Longhorns have been caught offsides on a hard count. And these are the types of plays that you just can't afford to make.
I agree, and it is the third time that the Bears got a free play, and on one of them they scored a touchdown. So
first down and 10 for the Bears, the 36-yard line. And we have a we never got to a penalty call, so they're going to go ahead and go through the motions. It was offsides on the Longhorns, declined because they got an 11-yard pass play. So they'll have it first and 10 from the 36. Gerald Lee on formation. Sincere Neely is the running back. He has done a lot of damage here tonight. Give it to Neely. Right side, breaks a tackle, can't break the second one. Goes down at the 39-yard line. That was Vance Isaiah Raval with a nice play. Good tackle made in space. He'll limit Neely to a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7 for the Bears.
And even on that 3-yard gainer, good burst of speed by Neely. Got into the Longhorn line and then was pulled down after 3.
Shotgun formation. Lee barks out the signals. He'll get the snap. Hand it off. Trying the right side. Not a whole lot, but moving the pile. I believe that was either Douglas, that was Neely. Let's see who gets up there. I believe that's Douglas, number 26 on the carry. And he will get about 4 yards down to the 43-yard line. It's going to be third down and 3. Down. Let's see if the Longhorns can get off the field here, Tom. This stop, I think that the Bears would probably be inclined to punt because they're on their side of the 50. But first thing,
had some good defensive sets in the first half. Let's see if they.
Douglas is again, and the Bears want a timeout. We'll take it with them with 10:07 remaining in the third. Your score, A-Leaf Hastings 21, George Ranch 14.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes everyone unique. And it comes. It's presented by the UIL School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's head back out to the stadium and join Jason, Mike, Tom, and the rest of the GRA crew for today's game.
Welcome, everyone. Crump Stadium in Ailey. George Ranch High School for Longhorns find themselves on the wrong end of a 21-14 score. 10:07 remaining in third quarter. The Bears have it. Third down and three from their 3-yard line. Big play for Horn defense. Let's see what they can snap it. They could give. Quick screen left side. Break an attack. And he'll have a first down. That's a nice design play. Four of it was 13. Is that Jalen Rodriguez? Yeah, it's Jalen Rodriguez on the screen. And he will have a first down from the 47-yard line. Snap it. Now he'll look to the, he'll look to the sideline for more signals. Lee with the snap. Give it to Knee right side. Breaks a tackle. Can't break the second one. And he'll be stopped after a gain of about four. He does get to the plus side of the 50. So spot the ball at the Longhorn 49-yard line. It's going to be second down and six for the Bears.
Good run by Neely again to George Ranch territory. Needed a handful and got some second down. And
hard count there, and the Longhorns didn't jump. So there's a positive sign. A little more discipline on the Longhorn defense there, Tom. Snap, quick throw, nice ball. Let's see. It looked like it going out of bounds. So he made the catch. It was a catch, but then the ball was stripped right after he going down. And it tumbled out of bounds backwards, so that cost them a few yards. What would have probably been a first down is now going to be.
Yeah, crazy play, and it looked like the Longhorns might be able to recover, but have not been.
Four. But I don't think he's got the first down. They blow the. He's going to be marked about a yard and a half or 2 yards short of the first down. So decision time for the Bears. I think they're going to go, Tom. They're at the Longhorn 45. It is 4th-2, and this is probably the biggest moment of the game so far defensively for the Horns.
Bears only punted once in the first half. 35-yard punt pushed the Longhorns back to the 10-yard line. Let's see what they do here, 4th-2.
Neely is the lone back. Look for him to probably get it. He does, and he has the first down. He needed two. He got three. Put his head down and searched a first down
for the Bears in the game. Picked up three in this first third quarter drive.
The ball, first and 10. Snap it. Who came in and made a nice at the sticks. They don't like to measure in high school football, folks, so they'll be first down and 10 Longhorns right at the 39-yard line.
First down, number 9 for George Ranch in the football game.
Three wide receiver set. Drinkard is the lone setback. He is in a pistol formation. Now he's going to move up and flank Lineberger on his left side. Snap it. Lineberger back to pass. Quick throw, right side, complete. Makes one man miss. Nice broken tackle there. I believe that was Nick Perez on the right side.
It was, and went out of bounds at the they're going to mark it at the 44.
At the 44, so ended up getting four. Had to break a tackle to do that as he was initially only going to get about a yard on that quick screen. So second down and six for the Horns as they are trying to get something going here. They trail the Hastings Bears 21-14. If you're just joining us, we are in the third quarter with 4:27 remaining in the quarter. Send Drinkard in motion. Snap it. Lineberger looking to throw. Wheel route is not there. Now he's going to go deep middle, and that is caught. Nick Perez, good coverage on the play, but that's just a nice grab by Nick Perez. That is going to be a first down at the Bear 47.
That was a 8-yard by Perez, and that puts the Longhorns in Bears territory at the 47.
And so far, a nice job on this drive of sort of mixing up the run and pass, Tom, kind of keeping that Bears defense guessing a little bit. Trips right. Snap it. Give it to Hayden. Makes the first man miss. Surges forward. Has a gain of about five, as he will be spotted at 41-yard line. And we've got, I believe we may have a timeout on the field. No, maybe.
Look,
we got coaches out on the field for Hastings. That's a sideline warning. On, I wondered, we had guys all over the field. That's why I just assumed it was a timeout, Tom, because last I checked, you're not allowed to be out on the field.
Yeah, I agree. I think the linesman here was a little bit confused about what was happening. He came walking towards the Hastings sidelines and kind of had his hands up and didn't really know what happened over there either.
Second down and five for the Longhorns. Snap it. Give it to Hayden. He's got a little hole. He's going to be about a yard short. Put his head down, fell forward, needed five. He got four of the five. So it's going to be third down and one from the A-Leaf 38. Certainly four down territory here, Tom, as you're in no man's land. You've got essentially two plays to get a yard.
And George Ranch really on the scoreboard, and I think upstairs in the head department.
Nice hole for Drinkard. Brakes has got the first down, and as he is going to get to the 28-yard line, he needed a yard. I think he got closer to about nine. That's a first down Longhorns from the A-Leaf 28.
Hit.
Third quarter. Shotgun snap. Lineberger looking to throw. Quick throw. Right side. About a sig in
it
on
was.
The right side. Yeah. Perez, a nice little possession receiver for the Horns out here tonight. He's made a few grabs here tonight, Tom, and it looks like he's going to get about 6 yards. It's going to be second down.
We've seen a whole lot out of the fence. They haven't really been tested like they seem to be now. See how they answer to that. The Longhorns have the football, second down and a long four.
Empty backfield. Hayden Drinkard is actually the wideout on the near side. Snap, good throw and catch, complete at the 12-yard line. That is Perez again, as nice little chemistry developing here between Lineberger and Perez, Tom, as that's another first down, and now it's crunch time, right? You're at the 12-yard line. This is where you have got to find a way to punch this ball into the end zone.
And protect it first, and then move towards the end zone here at Crump Stadium.
And they're spreading the field. They're going into a spread formation, make sideline, and that's opening up the holes for Drinkard. Let's see if they give it to him here. Snap it. No. Quick screen. Des Drinkard, 10, down to about the 7. Let's see where they spot him. They will spot it right at about the 7-yard line. So that's a decent gain of about 5 yards. It's going to be second down and five. They can get a first down without scoring. They need to get to the 2 for a first down. Obviously, they would love to punch it in. We are inside of a minute remaining. Two long drives here, folks. One by the Bears, one by the Horns, are going to essentially eat up the entire third quarter. Trips right. Pistol formation. Give it to Hayden. Dragging a tackler inside the 2 down to about. That is going to be a first and goal for the Horns. Stop the clock to move the chains. 48 seconds remaining. So, Tom, we will see at least one more snap here in the third quarter. Longhorns knocking on the door. They trail this one 21-14, folks, but they are going to have it first and goal at the 1 yard line. And, Tom, I wouldn't, if it's not broke, don't break it, as our friend Chris Elliott would say. In the field again, let's see if they give it to Drinkard and try and punch it in. Pistol formation. Snap it. Give it to Hayden, and he is in the end zone. Nothing fancy, Tom, but that was an effective drive, and that is needed.
Absolutely. Pending this extra point, time's up at 21. Longhorns had the football for 5 minutes and 20 seconds in that drive. You made note of that, the drives. Bears kept the ball for...
Old kick. Josh Matula tied officially. And with 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter, one long possession did not end up in points. One long possession for the Longhorns that do end up with points. So we will take a commercial break. Don't go anywhere, folks. Your score, 21-21.
George Ranch High School Athletics is brought to you season long on GRHS iRadio with the support and generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. A hearty Longhorns thank you to our One Herd, One Heartbeat sponsors, ARS Rescue Router and Mission Digital. And a special thank you to our Maroon and Black sponsors, Traditions Insurance, Wilson Fire Department, Law Offices of Ron Harris, LECS Electrical Contractors, Saltgrass Steakhouse, and All Red Tax Advisors. Would you like to be part of the GRHS ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com and become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, folks. We've got a good one going for you from Crump Stadium in A-Leaf. Longhorns 21, Hastings Bears 21. 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and the Horns will kick it back to the Bears. Ian Grisby tees it up, strides up, big, long kick into and out of the end zone. And kudos be on his kickoffs tonight, Tom. You certainly don't want to see a return that gives them great field position, and they have been starting those drives at their own 25-yard line.
Absolutely, and I'm looking back to see he pinned them back once or put it in the end zone once in the first quarter and twice here in the third quarter.
So the Bears will take over from the 25-yard line. This may be the last play of the third quarter. Five, he's going to be tackled at the 30. So that's a lot of their drives tonight with a five-yard gain. Last 5 seconds are going to tick off of the third quarter clock, and that will do it. So put your fours up, folks. We are heading to the fourth quarter, and this is an important quarter for the Longhorns. It's win, you're in the playoffs, lose, and go home. We'll take a short break and come back here on GRHSI Radio as your score, Longhorns 21, Bears 21.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, folks. Crump Stadium in A-Leaf, 21-21, Longhorns and Bears locked in a good one. Bears have it second and five from their own 30-yard line. Give it to Neely, and he is wrapped up almost immediately. It looks like maybe no gain, maybe a yard. We'll give him a forward progress to the 31. So it's going to be third down and four for the Bears. This would be a huge potential stop for the Longhorns, Tom.
Absolutely, and I was thinking about the opposite. Bears want to come out and control the football and move it downfield at the same time. They've shown they're pretty good at that, and see what happens. We're tied at 21.
And that time, the Horns brought a safety up in run blitz there, Tom. Let's see if that's a trend that continues. Third down, big third down, snap it. Rolling right, throws, knocked down, almost picked off. That is a nice play, though, by 18. That's Ellison Collins, EC as they call him. EC with a great play, knocking down that ball. And that is going to be fourth down and five, and I got to believe we're going to see the punting unit. Tom, I don't think you take the chance of going for it at your own 30-yard line.
No, and the Hastings coach probably ran about 25 from where they are near side down to the linesman. He wanted some call there that didn't materialize.
Whatever he wanted, he didn't get it.
No.
And that's usually the case. When you argue between coach, you always win that argument, Tom. Father time and refereed. We've got a field. I'm not sure who called it. I believe it might have been the Bears. I think they were a little. Take a short timeout with them. Don't go anywhere, folks. 11:09 remaining in the football game. We are all knotted up at 21.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your students' classroom of the day. Scholastic Sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Punt formation for the Bears. Jaden Mays back deep to receive the punt for Longhorns. He is standing at his own 30-yard line. That is Simeon Cannon, the DB slash punter for the Bears, standing at his own 20.
A 35-yard punt in the first half, a 16-yard punt in on their last drive here in the third quarter. See what he does here.
Jaden Mays, we may want to scoot up a little bit. He's given him a lot of it, expecting about a 40-yard boot. Let's see if he gets it. Let's watch the snap carefully. Low snap, but he's got it. He gets it away. That's a short, wobbly kick, and that's going to roll forever. That's a great roll for the Bears, as it's going to finally die inside the 20. So mark it at the 9, and the Longhorns are to it.
50-yard punt. Longhorns back at their own 19.
It's not where it lands in the air. It's where it's done rolling, and that is there's no better example than that one. So happy to have the football. Nice job by the defense there, Tom, to make a stand, get the ball right back to their offense. Let's see if they can continue the momentum they built in that last drive, where they really did a nice job of spreading the field and alternating between Ron Drinkard and those possession passes to Nick Perez aside. Shotgun formation. Snap it. Fake a give. Lime escapes to the left. Looking downfield, he's going to have to get rid of it, and he just throws it away. Probably a good decision there. You don't want to give up a turnover. You don't want to take a sack. So he will do it again at second down and 10. He had all day to throw, Tom, and then he had a little bit of heat. He had to escape rolling left, and it's hard to roll left when you're a right-handed quarterback.
Absolutely. And he was fighting to set his feet and square up his shoulders. He finally got a chance to do that, but all he could do was throw it out of bounds.
And he couldn't escape to his right, which would have been more comfortable because that's where the pressure was coming from. Second down and 10, Longhorns. Pistol formation. Snap it. Give it to Drinkard. Trying the left side. He's got a little seam. He's got about 7. Almost broke that one as a good open field tackle will limit him to a 7-yard gain. If he breaks that tackle, Tom, he is out the gate.
And the Longhorns need that. They need to get some big ones from Drinkard and company to move the ball downfield and go ahead in this ball game, put some pressure on the Bears to come back.
Big third down here, third down and 3. Give it to Drinkard. He's not going to get there. They were ready for him, and he gets nothing. He is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth down and 3 yards to go. And the Longhorns are going to send the punting unit onto the field. So after two long time-consuming drives in the third quarter, the fourth quarter has begun with two short three and outs, one for each team. So the defense is starting to assert themselves a little bit in this 21-21 ball game.
Mangus only had one punt in the first half, 47 yards, but it was returned for 28, so it was only 19 net. So see what he does here.
You'd love for him to flip the field the way Cannon did for the Bears. Puts a foot into it, spiraling kick's going to hit and skip past the return man. And it will flip the field pretty effectively as it's finally going to roll dead at about the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 26. So not a bad effort at all there from Nate Mangus.
47-yard punt again. This time no return. So the Longhorns push the Bears back to their own 26-yard line.
So a 50-yard punt by Cannon was answered by a 47-yard punt by Mangus as the punters play a game of can you top this, and the Bears will have it. First and 10 from their 26, 9:28 remaining in the fourth quarter. If you're just joining us, folks, you've missed a good one. 21-21, the Longhorns And the Hastings Bears locked up in a tie with playoff positioning on the line. Snap it. Give it to Neely. He's got a hole. Breaks a tackle, and he is past the 40. Runs a man over at the end of that play, and he will get all the way to the 43-yard line. That's a chunk play and a first down.
Yeah, 17 yards to the 43-yard line. Bears pick up their 15th first down of the night.
So Neely will get that call as well. He is going to get about 4 yards, maybe five. Spot him at the 47. That's going to be a gain of four. It's going to be second down and six. And suddenly Neely starting to assert himself just a little bit. A Longhorn defense that has been on the field a lot here in the second half. Second down and six. They are at their own 47-yard line. Lee out of the shotgun. This time he's got Douglas on his left. Now he'll put him on his right. Douglas switching around. Back to pass. Lee's under some heat, and he will go down. That is a nice play there by 31. That is Carter O'Neill. And that is a huge sack when the Longhorns needed to play, Tom.
Yeah, minus 11, pushing the Bears back to within their 40 at the 38-yard line.
So that is a huge play. Third down now and about 16 yards to go. The Bears have it, and they're not really a team, Tom, that's going to be comfortable in a third and long. They would much rather be dealing with about a third and five here. Shotgun formation, three wide receiver set. Lee has it. He's looking to throw. He's got all day. Lets it fly. That's complete, but it's going to be a little short of the first down. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to give him the 46-yard line, so fourth and about 7 yards to go.
Yeah, basically they picked up what they just lost.
So they're going to put Cannon back out there to punt. I think that's the right decision, and the way he's punted tonight, they're very likely to flip this field on the Longhorns. But kudos to Longhorn defense. They played that third down smart, Tom. They gave up a little bit, but they didn't give up a big chunk. So fourth down, punting situation for the Bears. You do have to be alert for a fake just in case. Movement on the line. I don't see any flags. The punt is going to hit and roll inside the 10.
Wow,
another great
in
punt.
Bounds too.
Down to the 5-yard line. What a great punt by Simeon Cannon. He's put on a show here tonight. And it hasn't been with a lot of hang time, Tom. He's kicked low line drive kicks with a lot of overspin on them. So they hit and they tumble. They take bare rolls, and that one rolled all the way down to the 5. So the Longhorns will have it there, first and 10. But they are backed up in the shadow of their own goalpost. 6:44 remaining in regulation. Longhorns 21, Bears 21. Defenses starting to assert themselves, Tom, and let's see which offense can figure it out and make some adjustments and move down the field.
All Cannon did is follow that 50-yard punt he had with a 49-yard punt. So the Longhorns have it at their own 5.
Pistol formation. Drinkard is the setback. Put Perez in motion. Snap it. Give it to Hayden. He's got a little seam, and he squirts through there for a gain of about 5. He gets just past the 10-yard line. Let's call it second down and 4. I'm going to give him 6 yards on that play, Tom. Second and 4 Longhorns. They, even if they don't get points here, they need to get out from the shadow of their own goalposts and get to a spot on the field where they could flip that field position. 6:14 remaining. Pistol formation. Twins left. Give it to Hayden. He's met at the line of scrimmage. He'll drive for about a yard, and that's it. As it's going to be third down and 3 for the Horns, and this is a big play. They really need to move these chains. If nothing else, Tom, give your defense a little bit of a breather. Keep them off the field a little bit longer. They've been getting heavy doses of Sincere Neely, and you know they would like a break at this point.
And also the offense needs a little elbow room down here too. This drive started at the 5. 7 yards ahead now, but the Longhorns need to move it out.
This is where sometimes the seam is open for the Longhorns, those pass plays down the middle. They're going to pitch it to Drinkard. He's going to reverse field, and he's going to get dumped for a loss. That one went nowhere. It was well diagnosed and sniffed out by the Bears. Mark him at the 10. It's going to be 4th down and 5, and that is a punting situation. So now it is Nate Mangus's turn to see if he can go toe-to-toe with Simeon Cannon, who has put on a show punting for the Bears.
Cannon had that one stinker in there of 16 yards. Other than that, 47, 50, and 49.
The return man for the Bears is standing in George Ranch territory. Punt is away. It is short, bounces, and it is scooped up at about the 43 across the 40. They're going to have great field position. They're going to be at the Longhorn 36-yard line. So definitely, if you don't think punting is important, folks, that's the difference that a punter can make. By pinning the Longhorns deep and forcing them to punt, the Bears now have the ball at the 36-yard line of the Longhorns. 4:36 remaining in regulation, 21-21. Playoff berth on the line, and we are getting into crunch time here on GRHS iRadio. Gerald Lee, the senior quarterback, in a shotgun formation. He's got Douglas and Neely on either side of him. Snap it. Give it to Neely. Right side, breaks a tackle. He's got 5. He's got about 6. Actually, let's give him 7 out to the 29-yard line of the Horns. 7-yard gain. It's going to be 2nd and 3.
That punt by Mangus, and then a 7-yard return, so netting 26 on that. Gave the Bears great field position. Now that 7-yard pickup, 2nd and 3. With the clock running, just inside 4 minutes to play.
We will be inside of 4 minutes when they snap this one. They are looking to take the lead. The Bears are. They're 2nd and 3 deep in Longhorn territory at the 29. 2 setbacks. Give it to Neely. He stopped in the backfield initially, breaks a tackle. Now he's going to get run down and dumped by Nate Mangus. Nice pursuit by Mangus. And he is going to lose what he gained pretty much on the previous play. He gained 7. It looks like that he's going to lose 6. No, he's going to lose all 7. They're going to spot it right back at the 36-yard line. So now it is 3rd and 10 for the Bears. Big play there by Mangus as he was able to corral him in the backfield. 3:15 remaining in the football game. Bears, and let's call this 4-down territory. Certainly if they don't get it here, unless they have a huge loss, they are not going to be inclined to punt. 3rd and 10, Longhorn 36. Shotgun formation, put a man in motion. Hand off, I believe that's Douglas, and he will get dumped, upended. No, that is not Douglas, that's 23, Alton Hayes. He will get about half of what he needed. He needed 10, he got 5. So spotted at the 31, it's going to be 4th down and 5. And what he did do, Tom, was he turned 3rd and long into 4th and manageable.
Yeah, and it would be a 48, 49-yard field goal. They won't attempt this.
4th down and 5. Down marker says 3, but it is 4th down, folks. Put a man in motion. Shotgun snap for the Bears. Look to the sideline. They may be seeing if they can catch the Longhorns off sides here. They got to be disciplined. Snap it. Quick throw. Incomplete. That is a great play on the edge. Let's see if I can pick up that. I believe that's 21. Vance Isaiah Revolve. And that is a huge play. Turnover on downs. Longhorns will take over, Tom. 2:09 remaining in regulation. The ball will be spotted at the 31-yard line. And the Longhorns are going to have to go 69 yards for a touchdown. A little less than that to get into the field goal range of Josh Matula. But, hey, first things first, Tom, they got to start with just a couple of chunk plays and a first down or two.
Yeah, Longhorns need to have a consistent drive here, move the ball downfield, chew up some clock, and then either put it in the end zone directly or set it up for Josh Matula.
Snap it. Looking to throw. Right side. Complete. Baylor Smith. He's got a few. Not much. They'll spot him at the 34. So that is a gain of three. 1:55 remaining. Clock is moving. We are inside of 2 minutes.
That's the third time tonight that Hastings has turned it over on downs to George Ranch. Let's see if the Longhorns can capitalize.
Second down and seven, Longhorns, their own 34-yard line. Trips left. Pistol formation. Give it to Drinkard. Bounces off one tackle. Can't bounce off the second one. He'll get no gain as he is roped in at the 34-yard line. It's going to be third down and seven. 1:10 remaining. The clock is ticking. And here's the thing. You're not really in a big hurry, Tom, because if you can't get a first down here, you don't want to give the Bears a lot of time. Big play for the Longhorns here. Let's see what they elect to do. Drinkard is the lone setback. He is to the left of Leinberger. Three wide receiver set. Snap it. Leinberger looking to throw. Throws it deep left, and that is incomplete. It is low and could not be taken in by Jaden Mays, who is frustrated that he could not get to that one. And it is going to be fourth down in a punting situation. 45 seconds remaining. And it's looking more and more, Tom, barring a disaster for the Horns, that we may be headed to overtime here.
Well, we need a big punt by Mangus here with no return to really push the Bears back. Last time they had really great field position. They started at the Longhorn 36.
And
couldn't do anything.
Excuse me, you have to execute the snap. And there it is, a good snap. Punt is away. It's a good high booming kick. It's going to hit, roll, and get away from it and let it roll. Let those seconds tick off the clock. The Horns fanning the football with their hands, trying to get it to roll a little more. But that's a great punt, Tom.
51 yards.
All the way down to the 16-yard line. 51-yard punt with no return. And that is going to be a first down first down Bears from the 16. Let's see how they elect to play this, Tom. It's a kind of vertical team. They may decide, especially after seeing what happened to the Longhorns on the last snap of the first half, I'm not so sure they wouldn't be inclined to just hand this off one time and then take it in and play for overtime. Spread formation. Four wide receivers are in the game. Shotgun for Lee. He's got it. Right side. One broken tackle, then taken down after a gain of about seven. Clock's moving, 22, 21, and let's see. They are going to get up on the ball, and I think they're going to try and snap it again. So they are not content to just take it in and play for overtime. 10 seconds on the clock. They do get the snap away, looking to throw. Looking deep right. Lets it go, and that is caught. That is caught. First down, 3 seconds left on the clock. They're going to spot him at about the 46-yard line of the Longhorns. So they're going to have another play. They're going to need to call timeout, and I think they already have. So timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. 3 seconds left in regulation. We'll have a Hail Mary or a pitch hook and ladder type of situation for the Bears when we come back on GRHS iRadio.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, folks. Last play of regulation, barring a defensive penalty, as the Bears have it at the 45-yard line of the Horns. And let's see if they elect to go with a Hail Mary type of play or if perhaps they go with the pitchy-pitchy woo-woo, as Scott Van Pelt would say. They line up with three wide receivers to the left, one lone receiver right. A lot of times if you throw a deep ball, it's going to be to the one lone receiver that you can isolate. Three-man rush for the Horns. They are dropping eight into coverage. Trying to keep the play in front of them. Snap it. Back to throw. Hold behind him. I don't see a flag coming out. That ball is thrown up for grabs, and it may be caught, but it's going to be well short of the goal line. And how that's not a hold, I have no idea, Tom, in the backfield. But regardless, it is going to be overtime, folks. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll have a coin toss and overtime when we come back here on GRHS iRadio.
George Ranch High School Athletics is brought to you live all season long on GRHS iRadio with the support and generosity of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. A hearty Longhorns thank you to our One Herd, One Heartbeat sponsors, ARS Rescue Router, and Mission Digital. And a special thank you to our Maroon and Black sponsors, Traditions Insurance, Wilson Fire Department, Law Offices of Ron Harris, LECS Electrical Contractors, Saltgrass Steakhouse, and All Red Tax Advisors. Would you like to be part of the GRHS ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com and become a sponsor.
Welcome back, Longhorn fans. You're listening to live George Ranch High School football on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, folks. We have played four quarters, and we have not been able to decide it, so we are going to overtime. The referee has the coaches out at midfield going over the overtime rules. And if you're familiar with how college does overtime, I think that's what we're looking at here. You have the ball. Each team will alternate a possession at the 25-yard line of the opposition. They have the coin toss. If you win the toss, generally the consensus want to let the other team go for team needs, whether they just need a field goal or whether they need a touchdown. So they have the toss. I could not tell who won it, but whoever goes on offense first, you can probably bet that was the team that did not win the toss. 21-21, Longhorns and Bears. And if you want drama, we've got it. Winner gets a playoff berth, loser goes home. The Longhorns look like they are on offense. So the Bears won the toss. They are going to elect to have the ball second in overtime. Longhorns will have it first and 10 from the 25-yard line. You certainly, Tom, want to get a touchdown. You would take a field goal. What you absolutely cannot have is a turnover or a turnover on downs where you don't get any points.
Absolutely. And the Longhorns certainly want to punch it in and really put the onus on the Bears to come back in their possession and have to score and see what George Ranch dials up here in overtime.
Out comes Limeburger and the Longhorns. They are going to be in a spread formation. Four wide receivers, nobody in the backfield with Limeburger. Put a man in motion. Snap it. Back to throw. Throws, and that is broken up. Nice play made there over the middle by the defensive back. That was 21, Tyshawn Clark, who dropped an interception early in the game. Made a nice pass deflection there, Tom. It's going to be second and 10.
Haken didn't look set on that throw. He was kind of back on his foot, set it out there, and it was kind of easy for the Bears to knock it away. Didn't have a whole lot of mustard on it either.
Second down and 10. Pistol formation. Snap it. Fake a give. Rolling left. Limeburger throws, and that is incomplete. That kind of led his receiver out of bounds. Rolled to his left again there, Tom, and again it was hard for him to get his feet set, and I think that caused that throw to go a little errant and go out of bounds.
I agree. He actually had two receivers on the sidelines there, but couldn't get set enough to make a good throw.
Not a good start if you're a Longhorn fan to this overtime possession. It is now 3rd and 10 from the 25. This is a big play because I don't think you're in field goal range yet, Tom. If you don't make it here, you may be inclined to go for it.
It'd be a 41, 42-yard field goal.
Lineberger with the snap. Back to throw. He's got plenty of time. Now he'll escape left. Squares his feet. Now he's going to roll back right. He's just going to throw that out of bounds. Just nowhere to go with the football. And that is a big play. It's 4th down and 10. We've got an injured player. So we will have a timeout on the field with him. It's going to be decision time for the Longhorns when we come back. We are in overtime, folks. We're all tied up at 21.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is Live George Ranch High School Football on GRHS iRadio. GRHS iRadio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go back out to the stadium for more UIL 6A football action.
Welcome back in, folks. 21-21. We are in overtime. Longhorns with the first possession of overtime. They started at the 25-yard line of the Bears, and they have gone nowhere as it is 4th down and 10. And they're sort of stuck in no man's land, Tom. It does look like Matula is out there kind of warming up his leg. It looks like they may attempt what would be about a 42, 43-yard field goal. We've seen Matula kick them from this distance, but, boy, in high school football, that is a tall order.
And the wind will be at Matula's back if that's what Longhorns are going to line up to do. I'm sure they are. They need to grab off any points they can here in overtime. But with each succeeding down, they put more and more pressure on themselves as Casey Vaught had Hagen Lineberger throwing on all three downs, and a couple of them he was rolling to his left, which we've told you several times tonight is his offside, and it requires a lot of footwork and a lot of different physicality to actually get the ball off.
So here you go, folks. Spot it at the 32, so it will be a 42-yard attempt. A lot of good things have to happen here. You need a good snap, you need a good hold, and obviously you need a big, good kick from Matula. Snap, spot, the kick is long enough, and it is no good. It was just long enough to sneak over the crossbar, but he hooked it just a little bit left, Tom. And now it is certainly advantage Bears, as they are going to have the ball now at the 25-yard line of the Horns. They will have their possession, and they know that all they need is 3 points to win this one.
And it wasn't your typical field goal attempt. The ball was a low line drive. It was high enough to clear the bar, but way left. It drifted west, left, and he didn't really use the wind at his back. He couldn't with that line drive.
Got to believe you're going to see a heavy dose of number zero, Sincere Neely, here. Bears have it, 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line of the Horns. Shotgun formation. Snap it, high snap, but he's got it. It's a direct snap to Neely, bounces off a tackle. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, and he is going to score. Sincere Neely with a 25-yard touchdown run, and that is going to do it, folks. On the first play of overtime for the Bears, Sincere Neely, as he has punished the Longhorns all night long, broke a couple of tackles, spun off of another one, and went 25 yards into the end zone for a touchdown. And that will effectively end the Longhorns season as they now will see that last playoff spot go to Alief Hastings. And the Longhorns will be out of the playoffs for the first time in the last several years. And, Tom, you just kind of had a feeling when it went to overtime. The Bears won that toss. They gave the Longhorns first shot at it, and the Longhorns went nowhere. You could just feel the momentum completely shift over to the Bears.
Yeah, I agree. And it was just a tough a series for George Ranch. 1, 2, 3 incomplete passes. Then a low line drive field goal attempt didn't make it. And Neely, you got to say a lot about that run. He was hit several times, as you pointed out. Still got it into the end zone with Longhorns chasing him at that point. And the Bears win it 27-21 in overtime.
So, folks, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up from Crump Stadium in Alief as a tough, tough ending to what has been a pretty tough season for the Longhorns as they will look to regroup and come out even stronger next year. For my broadcast partner, Tom Tarando, my other broadcast partner, Mike Miller, who unfortunately could not be with us tonight but did such a great job for us all season long, we bid you farewell from Crump Stadium. Again, your final score, the Bears 27, the Longhorns 21. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School football on GRHS iRadio. Longhorns football was brought to you by the GR Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the GRHS administration and the LCISD athletic department. GRHS iRadio is the first and only campus radio station in LCISD and is proud to bring you live George Ranch High School events all year long. Join us next week for more Longhorns football right here on GRHS iRadio. Our live broadcasts begin 15.